Hi,
hey guys. I'm Deck.
I'm Han, and welcome back to Two Peas
in a Podcast.
Hi.
Welcome back. I'm a little tired today.
I know, me too. We just bought that ice cream. I think that might be why.
Well, I was tired a little bit before that.
So well, the
I was,
thing
I was
is,
like,
so
I need sugar.
Yeah.
So I have that. How's your week been?
My week? It's been good. Yeah, I'm excited to be home this weekend.
Oh, yes. Oh, and I'm going to your house as well.
And Declan will be there, too.
For Easter.
I just need to be out of the city. I'm leaving tomorrow. Oh, thank goodness. But it's been good. You know, the huge. Me and Deck have some updates on our shows that we're watching together. Our two shows that we're watching that we need to just discuss.
Yeah. I was in Chicago this past weekend.
You were. I forgot that was... That feels like ages ago.
I know. I went to Chicago to see my sister in Into the Woods playing Cinderella. She was great. The show was great, too. There was a very small theater, but they used it very well, I think.
Oh, you know what I tried this week? Other Ship.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. I started going to this place... It's a sauna and ice bath place, and it's a little bit hippy-dippy, but that's very my vibe, so I loved it. It's, you go into the sauna, well, they have, like, different classes. The first one I went to, it was, like, a do-what-you-want type thing. The second time, it was, like, a guided experience, and you, like, go into the sauna for 15 minutes, and then you, like, go and rinse off, and then they bring you into the ice baths, and let me tell you, I don't know why, like, I was watching videos of ice baths and everything, and I was like, it's just cold water, like, everyone's so drama. That hurts. Painful, like, tingling.
Yeah.
Next time I go, though, which is tomorrow, I think, I'm gonna put my arms in. I was, like, standing, I was like, and the two-person, there's, like, two-person tubs, and there's four-person tubs, and the two-person tubs are the colder ones, and the first time I went in alone in a two-person tub, and it was ooh, freezing, but obsessed with Other Ship, loving it. And it's actually only in Toronto, and there's one in New York. They're opening another one in Williamsburg, but if you're in the New York area, 10 out of 10 recommend. It's a crazy experience. Expensive, but a crazy experience.
Yeah. I've seen people, they have, like, their own special, like, what's it called? Like polar plunge,
yeah, like the ice bath tubs, yeah.
They have like the inflated ones in their backyard.
Yeah,
they're like, okay, it's time. I see it on Facebook Reels.
Yeah.
Yellow jackets, and Good American Family. You know, not to be confused with Great American Family. You know what that is?
No.
You know Candace Cameron?
Yeah.
Candace Cameron Bure.
Oh.
The girl from Full House.
Yeah, I know that.
So that's her name now.
Oh.
Because she got married. But once, like, Hallmark, because she was a Hallmark girl, you know.
Oh, boy, yes.
Once they started, like, putting, like, gay characters in, she said, I'm out of here.
Oh, yeah, because she's the crazy Republican.
And she made her own, like, Hallmark channel called Great American Family.
Wait, I never knew that, and I'm, like, a Hallmark girl.
Yeah.
Me and my mom, it's our favorite thing to watch at Christmas.
She left, and she started her own. And it's about, like, the traditional American family.
Oh, my God.
I know. So I was shocked when this show came out called Good American Family. I was like, you couldn't have found a better title? Like,
that's crazy.
People are going to get confused.
Yeah,
true. But yeah, Good American Family, we watched the second episode.
Yeah, we're not, like, that far into it at the point that, like, we have so much to discuss. I mean, there are things that, like, but that's
also
difficult.
We're just so confused while watching it, because we're like, what's, like, no, because we found out, like, that whole documentary reality series.
Well, yeah, the thing is about it is, like,
we're like, what's real and what's not?
You don't, and you don't find out because they still don't know who's in the right, whether it was the mom or Natalia, so... I don't know. But the show is good. Like, whether it's the truth or not, it's, like,
it's a done little
bit well. Eerie, and it's done well. But we're only on episode two. We need to watch more.
But we finished Yellow Jacket season three.
Oh my god. Because this is what pisses me off, is because it's not even renewed yet. So we don't know how long we're waiting for a fourth season.
And like, we may not even get a fourth season. But we, like,
that would,
you know, if that does, if they do cancel it, like say Showtime cancels it, I'm sure like Netflix would pick it up and like film a third season to like wrap it all up or something.
They better.
Because like, spoiler alert, they can't just end it with like the trans member like, hello, I can hear you. Boom.
The thing is, it's just, we've like been waiting three seasons. Me and Declan have been talking about this, and let us know if you agree. There are like so many unanswered questions that we thought were going to be answered like season one. First, the symbol.
The symbol. Well, and also,
what is that? Because they chose one clip of Lottie just drawing it one day, but like, does that mean she started it, or like, did they see?
I know, like, did they like? I thought when I started the show that like they found like a tribe.
Me too. That's what it seemed like. They found a group of people or something. I don't know, but I don't know what that is, and that we still don't know. Also, what's it called? We want to see like them after, like right after they get off the plane, like when they're rescued.
Because we did see it once, and you know, they were taking a picture, and Missy was like,
"Yeah,
yeah." Wow, everyone's taking the picture.
She was,
and Lottie was like, that's all we've seen. Like, I want to see them like reunite with the parents and like go back to school and like."
I know.
Everything that happens then.
I know. And I don't know if they'll ever show that, but the ending of this season with Natalie, spoiler, being like, someone! I was like, and then it ended. And,
no, it was like, hello, I can hear you.
And she was like, can anyone help me?
You know, when I watched season one, I was like, when it ended, I was like, they don't get rescued? I was like, what? I didn't know season two. And then season three was going to be, like, them still stuck in the woods.
Well, here's the thing. Like,
I was so annoyed.
When we started watching it, season one and two were already out, which was nice because all those episodes end on cliffhangers.
And now?
So we were like, do-do-do-do-do-do. And then season three came out, and we were, like, kind of like, do-do-do-do-do-do. And then the...
Then we caught up.
Then we caught up, and it was like, bump, bump, bump.
Yeah, we're like, oh. Now...
I just want
probably
to
like
know.
2027. Probably.
Oh my gosh. I'll be like in the retirement home by then. Oh boy.
I know.
Anyways, it's a good show and we need it back. I'm praying it gets renewed. It scared me though because Sophie Thatcher, that therapist episode came out. She's on
with Jake.
Have to listen to that too. But she posted on her Instagram, and that's when I texted Declan. I was like, is this the last season? Because she was like, thank you, Natalie. Thank you to the character and the cast. And I was like, wait, whoa, 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 whoa. So, praying that's
you haven't seen it, but Sophie Thatcher would be a great, I don't even know the character, in Harry Potter the play. Dixie? No, it's not Dixie. I forget, but it's the blonde girl who flies.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Declan.
You know who plays her on the tour right now?
Who?
She played Medium Allison in TheatreWorks Fun Home, Julia Nightingale. And she was also in The Ferryman on Broadway.
I think I remember her, yeah.
She plays, oh my god, it's like on the tip of my tongue. What is the role? I forget.
Lily.
I'm gonna look it up.
Well.
But she would be great as, and she's a theater girl.
She is a theater girl.
So like, give her, like, this would be great.
True. Well, now that Declan has turned on his iPad, this is bringing us to our theme of today.
Theme of today's episode.
I'm wearing my striped t-shirt, so you know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
I was just joking around. I was just joshing. I was just joshing.
Okay, wait. What's the thing?
He's looking it up right now. Delphi.
Delphi. Delphi Diggory.
Yeah. We're looking at...
Harlem.
But we are going to be doing Would You Rather? We don't know which questions we chose. We're going to ask each other.
We chose
picked out questions. We chose about like 7 to 10 questions each, and we're going to discuss them. I don't know what Declan chose. I have some ideas. Yes, I do recognize her.
She was good as Megan Allison, I remember.
Yeah, she was. But yeah, I'm interested and intrigued to see what Declan got found for me, and I'm excited to say mine. And you all, while you're listening, can also play along and see what you'd put.
What you would rather.
Yeah. What would you rather?
Should we go ahead? Should we start?
We shall. Do you want to go first? Yeah, because sure. I don't even open yet. Okay.
Okay. And we can also answer our own questions if we want. Like, what?
Okay. Cool.
But we'll see. Because I don't
know. I don't even know the answers to mine.
My first one. Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for a decade?
I saw that one. But
you
I
went on we went on Parade.com.
No, I didn't go on Parade.com.
What if we have the same ones? It's okay.
Oh my God, I'm scared.
It's all right.
It was like I went on the website that was like a list of 100 good, like.
That's Parade.com.
That was men something.
Men what?
Look, I'm going to just hold on, pause. I looked up this. Would you rather questions? And I looked up men's health. I went there.
All right. Men's health?
Not Where Parade. I don't know, but it wasn't parade.com.
Okay, wait. So, okay, would you rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for a decade?
I had to think about how long a decade was for a second. I was like,
10 years.
I know. Well, it depends, I feel like, on what I did in jail. You know what I mean? Like, because also think about it. You have to live with that after what you did in jail. Oh, well, five years, you probably didn't do something. About it by that 5 years, you didn't do something that bad. But at the same time, like, you know what? TBH, why I kind of want to, like, be in a coma? Because I could wake up and be like, tell me what happened.
I know, because I was thinking coma, too, because, like,
also, like, you weren't, like, suffering through something. You. Yeah.
Well, I guess you kind of were suffering because, like, you can hear people during a coma. Really? But you can't do anything.
They're like,
ooh, so that is kind of
little.
Ah!
I'm like,
they're saying all this stuff about me and I can't do anything about it.
Wait.
For 10 years.
That would be crazy, actually.
Yeah, wait.
But at the same time.
I would still say coma, though.
I don't think I could do.
Because, like, maybe it's a special.
I don't think, like. Jail versus coma. I think coma would be better because you're not.
Remember coma sushi in Hartford? In Hibachi.
You're not, like, suffering through something. You're just there.
True.
Yeah. Should I go? Are we going back and forth?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. So that was the answer. I chose coma. Wait, what did you choose?
Coma.
Yeah. Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is a good first one for you, Deck. Would you rather dance every time you hear music or sing along every time you hear a song?
Sing along.
Yeah. Right as I was saying that, I was like, oh, I know what he's going to say. True, yeah. Because you'll always be singing along.
True.
Well, that one was easy. Well, the rest of mine are more deep.
Okay. Would you rather lose your sight or your memories?
Sight.
Yeah, because then you can still have your memories.
I can still have my memories, and can I see? I can see my memories.
In your head, yeah.
Yeah.
Since you had eyes.
And, like, sight. I still have eyes. I just can't see.
Well, they don't work.
I just can't see with them. Yeah, no, because. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because losing your memories. Then you just kind of, like, I don't know.
Then what's the point?
Then what's the point of anything?
Do you remember I used to say that, like, being blind is not just, like, closing your eyes and seeing that?
Yeah.
Being blind is, like, seeing out of your elbow. You can't. So there's just nothing. It's not even like, oh my God, my eyes are closed. I can't see. No.
What?
It's like, you can't even comprehend.
What? Talking about.
I saw it on Twitter or TikTok at one point.
Yeah, but you it was have like, to, like, there has to be something.
No. There's nothing.
So there's nothing there. Like, it's like you don't have a head.
Basically.
What?
But you have your nose and your mouth.
I need to look it up.
Well, then think of it. Like, if your eyes don't work, like.
Well, yeah, but I feel like if your eyes don't work. Yeah, I guess
you're. Then there's nothing. It's like trying to see through your elbow or, like, your kneecap.
I'm scared. That's insane.
Like, we don't really, like, realize how, like, how, especially how hard Helen Keller had it. Oh, my God. You know, people don't believe she's real.
Yeah, I know. People don't believe she's real.
It's kind of hard to believe. It's like, how'd she survive? Like, oh, my God. Go on, her.
Kudos to her.
Kudos to her. Woo! It's like, I don't even know. But you know, the play The Miracle Worker, that's a good play. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, but I always like...
I read it for class once.
Oh, really? We didn't read that in
school. Well, no, I chose to read it.
Oh, of course you did.
Because I had just seen the play. And so then now I'm going to read the play.
I know, you were like, let's play The Miracle Worker at home.
Probably, I'm sure.
You probably did.
Well, you know, I went to go see, my friend was playing Helen Keller at this like regional theater in Sacramento. That's no longer. Mm. And she was Helen Keller, and it was like the dinner scene, and apparently they have like unbreakable plates, because like the dinner scene gets messy.
Oh, okay.
And a plate fell and broke, and she cut her arm.
Oh my gosh.
And she showed us after the show, she was like, yeah, look, she's like, the unbreakable plates broke.
The unbreakable plates.
But I remember it was so good, and then there's a whole like the water, that thing.
I always forget about that theory that people don't think she's real.
I know.
I realize I don't have socks on, and you know why my feet hurt so bad from those ice baths? That makes your feet hurt, apparently.
Really?
Yeah, and I'm just going to sit on the side.
Wait, okay. All right. Wait, now your turn to meet, right? Yes.
Yes. That was a good one. Wow. Let me see. Oh, okay. I have a good one for Declan, and I saw this one, and I thought that he's going to have a hard time answering this one. Would you rather never get a haircut again or never shave again? Mm-hmm. I knew it. Because Declan goes crazy when his hair is long, and also goes crazy when he does when he has facial hair. Yeah. As you can see, he has no facial hair, and his hair is short.
This morning. I could use a little haircut, but I'll get one in May.
My feet hurt so bad.
Okay. You know, I would say hair.
So you'd have like a long hair.
I guess, but you can like be like kind of fun with it, like, and with a beard, and like you can't be fun with that. And like
you could braid, you know, it.
Well, I can braid my luscious long locks. But you know, when I had to grow up my mustache for Footloose, I couldn't, and Christmas Carol, I couldn't do this.
What is that?
Just like blowing your hair like up here, like it's not too, it's too short. But
do you do that for fun?
Yeah, I'm like, I couldn't do it though, because okay, the mustache hairs would block it, and I was so mad. And you know, I would also go like this. I would take these hairs and bite them, because my hair was long. Oh! So I would love to never do that again. So I would say long hair, even though. Oh, I feel like Rapunzel, but...
True. But you know what? I'm thinking about it. Like, you have, like, really good textured hair. I feel like you'd have... Like, your hair long would be, like...
So long and luscious. Nice. And, like, I'd be, like, in a L'Oreal commercial.
Or it'd be dead and crimped.
No, I'll do ballroom hair. If you guys don't know what ballroom hair is, you should look it up on TikTok.
I'm obsessed with those videos.
Me too. And like, quiet, my show's on. wait, okay. Oh, this one's interesting.
Excited.
Would you rather give up air conditioning and heating for the rest of your life or give up the internet for the rest of your life?
Okay, we were on the same website. I didn't choose that one, but we were on the
same
website.
Just had the same ones.
Okay, wait. Would I rather give up air conditioning and heating for the rest of my life or social media?
Internet. All internet.
Air conditioning and heating.
I don't even know what I would say.
No. Wait, no, that's what I meant. I meant I want that.
Oh.
I'd give up the internet.
Yeah, like, I don't even know.
No, I would. I'd give up,
like,
the internet.
I go crazy kidding? Without an AC. Like, I need like...
No, I would 100% give up the
heat
internet.
Heat is, like, the worst.
Are you kidding me? I needed to be literally an ice bath in my room in the winter. Like...
Yeah.
I almost didn't survive when I didn't have when I don't have an AC in this apartment yet. I'm still like...
I know.
I'm giving up the internet. Bye.
Like, there was at Quissy this last summer. There was one day where, like, we were... reblocking a song in the review, mm-hmm. and it was about like 90 degrees and humid. And we were all like, and Baron knows, like, you know, I hate the heat. Yeah. He came, he was like, are you okay? I was like, getting by.
Well, here's the thing. I don't mind, I don't care about heating as much, but AC.
I know, AC, I would have, AC, I need AC
heating,
over.
I would be fine without it, especially now in this apartment with my heater. Because,
like, you can make a fire.
That makes weird, annoying noises and spills.
You can't just make
water.
Cold.
True, Deck. But, no, I need AC. I need AC. Yeah. I'm giving up the internet, 100%. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to think, though, like, what I would, I don't know. The internet as a whole, it's kind of bad, though, because, hold on. Just yawned, guys. It's kind of bad, though, because, like, I can't even imagine life without the internet.
Of course. We've had our entire lives.
True. Like, okay. I don't want AI anymore, though, so, like, oh, that would be nice. You like AI.
I have to show you something that I made on AI.
I have your next question.
You know the first picture of Bear and I made it on AI.
Oh my god. Terrified of that.
There you are, everyone. That's all you get.
Oh my
Isn't
god.
Isn't kind of like, it's kind of good. It was on ChatGPT.
No, I'm scared of that.
I just told ChatGPT.
That does
like,
not look like
I was like make
like
this
you.
Picture Pixar. I know, it does look like me. Actually kind of does.
It looks like you more than it looks like Bear.
Those are my eyebrows.
That is not Bear.
Those are my eyebrows. I know that.
I don't know who that is. That's that not is bear. Not Bear.
Nice teeth, though.
Okay, well, have your question.
Ew, I got bad teeth. Okay.
Okay, your question is, would you rather erase your own memories or erase someone else's memories of you?
Ooh, erase someone else's memories of me.
But so, it's someone, no, it's not like a random person, though. Like, someone important to you.
Someone who, like, I've done. I thought there was an earthquake. It was just your leg. Someone who I've done wrong.
I guess.
Someone that I wish I could start anew. Ooh, but then it'd be kind of hard because I know everything and they don't.
Well, then what about someone important to you? Like any of your close circle people. Think about it in that stance.
I have to sacrifice and pick someone and be like, okay. All your memories of me are gone, and now we'll start anew.
So, like, me?
Well, I wouldn't choose you, but...
Yeah, but what if you had
to? I have
to
have all my ducks in a row. And then choose which duck.
But what if it was... The only question is me.
What was the other thing? Lose my memory?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then I wouldn't know anything. That would be too hard.
True, actually. I forgot, like, you wouldn't remember.
And, like, everyone in the whole world would have to tell me, like, oh, well, this happened. And with, like...
And you'd be like, it's too much!
And with, like, you, it's only you about one person.
True, but then I'll be like, I don't know, you get away from me. Like, Hannah, you know me!
Like,
why
in
do you
Full
know
House.
My name?
Full House, the last episode, Michelle gets amnesia.
What?
You didn't know that?
No.
The last episode, it's a two-parter. It's called Michelle Rides Again.
What?
And she's horseback riding and she falls off her horse and hits her head. And she forgets everything. And then at like the last minute, she's like, I remember now. They're like, you're back. And they hug. And that's the last episode of the entire series.
That is insane.
That's like Victoria's like cupcake on Terror Street being the last episode.
I remember it all. Everywhere you look.
Yeah. But she's like, who are you? And the audience is like, oh. And the music. Da-na-na-na.
Yes, that transition music.
Okay, wait. Would you rather swim in a pool full of Nutella or a pool full of maple syrup? I know my answer.
Well, you can't swim in Nutella. It's so thick. Maple syrup.
Nutella.
Why?
Imagine how sticky maple syrup. Imagine your hair.
Yeah, you can't Forget even see it. Anything in Nutella, though. Like, you'd be like...
Yeah. Well, that's better like, than maple be syrup.
Because,
like...
No, because you know why? Yeah, I know why. Because maple syrup, some of it is, like, when it's, like, maple syrup, like, good maple syrup, it's not thick. That's, like, the cheap kind.
But it's always
it's
sticky.
It's sticky, but yes, but Nutella in your hair, that is, like, in your hair.
You just washed it out.
No.
Yeah?
Because Nutella's like, what's it called?
You know, I don't care for Nutella.
Like peanut butter. It's annoying to get off on a knife. It's annoying to get off on your skin. You have to rub. Maple syrup.
Nutella for me.
And I love Nutella.
You know, oh, me and Hannah, a week ago, we tried the Dubai strawberry chocolate cup. Fine, not anything amazing. Well,
the experience of it was ruined.
Ah! Yeah, because we going. Walked in. We were having such a nice Thursday. Like, we went to Pop-Up Bagels.
For the first time.
And then we stumbled upon Nuts Factory, and so we walked in, and they had it. And
we walked in, and they had the strawberry machine. Like, they had the, you know, chocolate machine thing with the strawberries. And we were like, oh, we'll take one of those. And then the girl behind the cash register just went on her phone.
Yeah, and we were like...
And we were like...
Okay. And then she was like, someone's going to do it soon.
We're like, oh. And we were like, oh, okay. And then someone came downstairs and was like...
And she's like, milk chocolate or dark? I'm like, milk. And then, but also the strawberries were like room temp. I was like...
Well, they were sitting in there. They were just sitting there. I was like, what?
And then we tried it like... Fine, I wouldn't get it again.
Fine, it was not life-changing.
But I thought maybe it was somewhere else. It tastes like Nutella at first, and I was kind of thrown off, but then it was Nutella.
Maybe somewhere else it would have been better. It just was not
maybe good. But you feel like, well, the Dubai chocolate bar at Nuts Factory is really good.
Yeah.
You haven't had that one. Oh, no, you tried a bite of mine.
I've tried the s'mores.
You didn't have the bite. And that one wasn't very good.
It was just a s'mores chocolate bar. It wasn't even,
I know,
like
flat.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of flop, but it was okay. How did we even get there? Oh, Nutella. Nutella. Yeah, no, maple syrup. Now your question. Definitely maple syrup. Nutella. I feel a headache coming on.
Oh.
And I'm going to have to... I've been getting headaches recently.
I can give you Excedrin. It's for migraines.
But it's not like that bad. You know what I mean?
Well, might as well.
True. Okay. Oh, I have a good one. Would you rather lose the ability to lie or believe everything you're told?
See, I was going to say believe everything I'm told, but then I was like, wait. Because I just wouldn't lie. Wait, what's one thing I've always told you? Never tell a lie.
What's
guess that show, everyone. And then she comes back. Well, I'm sorry, Miss Hannigan. The one thing you always taught me, never tell a lie.
No! Rotten orphan.
I think never tell a lie again. Because then, like, clean conscious, like, oh, I'm such a good human. Like, I don't lie.
Yeah, but, like, you always be lying. Not in a bad way, kidding. But, like, you always be like,
doing pulling pranks. I pulled a good April Fool's Day prank on the roommates.
I didn't believe it.
For Colin.
Yeah, I knew.
It was April 1st.
Are you kidding? That is such a Declan prank. I immediately saw it and knew.
And so I was like, OMG, I forgot to pay rent. I'm so sorry, guys. And Colin texted me, he's like, pay it like now. And then he's like, and then when you get the statement, make sure it says April 1st on it. And I said, April Fools! And Hannah was like, you've been sitting on that one all day. And I was like, I sure have.
You should have sent
the... And then Colin was like, I fell right into it.
You should have made a fake receipt and said, like, date April Fool's. Ooh, that's called commitment.
True.
Wow. Wait, so what did you say? Never lie again.
Yeah, I think so. Never lie again. You're looking at my questions for
no,
you.
No, I was looking because our texts are texting.
You're cheating. My texts are texting.
Okay, you go.
Ooh. Would you rather get a paper cut every time you turn a page bite your tongue every time you eat?
Oh my Ooh. God, paper cut.
You
don't understand.
No,
because you don't understand the anger that fires up inside me when I bite my tongue. Paper cut, it's like, ow, done.
But then it stays.
Yeah, but then it dries up and then you can pick the skin off. It dries up and becomes like, after the scab, it's like, it's just like a piece of skin. You can be like, you could just like put a Band-Aid over it or just like, but
yeah.
Oh.
Wait, who was it that was like, oh, I have a cold sore and kept using like oral gel?
Me.
No.
I have oral gel in there because I use
it. No, it was someone else that, and I was like, ew.
Oh, you do that all the time.
Someone could be like, oh,
it helps, but I didn't do it like,
oh. Someone in my life did it once and I was like.
No, because from an experience of biting my tongue all the time. It's like, it makes me viscerally angry. I can't quite describe. And it hurts
sometimes a lot.
No, it hurts so much, and it makes me mad because, oh, that, no, that's, no, paper cut. Paper cut. Easily. Right. Easily. Okay. Ooh, this is a good one, Dad.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather only be able to wash your hair twice a year or only be able to check your phone once a day?
Check my phone once a day. And that's like a lot for me. But like,
yeah, it is a lot for you.
I can't go like a day without washing my hair. And yeah, people are going to say, that's not healthy. Oh, well, look at my hair. It's the most luscious, healthiest thing you've ever seen. So you tell the hair gods that, people are like, oh yeah, just rinse my hair in the shower. I can't do that. It'll feel disgusting. And it gets oily. Like, I have to wash it. And I have to shampoo and condition every day.
When you put conditioner on, this is kind of a question for like all people with short hair. Do you scrub it in your hair?
Mm-hmm. You know,
I don't get it in my roots.
I have a silicone body wash, like loofah. And the other side is like to massage your scalp.
Because I only put conditioner on my ends.
Oh.
Because you don't put it in your head.
I do.
Usually. Well, I don't know. That's why I was saying I don't know about short hair. But,
what about up here? You don't want to condition up here.
You don't put conditioner there. You never do. No one ever does that. Like, oh, well, long I do, hair, so, you put it on your ends.
So I guess some people do.
Okay. Can you let me, like, finish up? You're not going to be like this. You're gonna be like, oh, conditioner. No, it's for long hair, you put it on your ends from like here to here.
That's why girls are like, in like shower videos. Like, I just watched a girl like how she showers after ballroom hair because I'm like, oh my God. And she was like,
you know, you don't put, like, you don't put conditioner here. That makes your head like that. Like, it's not good for your roots.
Well, my roots like it.
Well, that's why I'm saying short hair, it's different.
Yeah, I never knew that.
No, we don't.
But yeah, my answer is I would check my phone once a day.
Which is a lot for you. That's why I chose that question.
But it's kind of fine because, like, cleanse.
Yeah, but every day. And I know I'd be like, oh, hop on Instagram. Look at what I just ate.
Oh, I can't. I reached my limit.
I'm not allowed to turn my phone back on until tomorrow, so I'll check that.
But yeah, I mean, definitely that over like washing my hair twice a year. I couldn't even imagine.
I watched a video once of a girl that like was like 100 days of not washing my hair. I was like, bruh. I could never. My toes hurt so bad, guys. I don't know what's going on. I think it's from like running.
Wait, okay. Would you rather have everyone you know be able to read your thoughts?
Oh my gosh.
Or everyone you know have access to your internet history?
Internet history.
I would say the same.
I don't have anything to hide. Like, seriously.
Or like, if I did, I just wouldn't. I would go on incognito mode. Because that doesn't save any history.
Smart deck.
Yeah.
No, but honestly, like, being genuinely serious, like, there's nothing. I search up stupid shit sometimes. Ooh, I cursed.
Now I had to put explicit. I'm just not going into it.
Stupid stuff sometimes. I, like, really have the worst mouth.
It's okay.
My mouth, wait, what do they, like, parents say? Like, your mouth's like a faucet.
You and parents put soap in the kids' mouth.
Yes.
Like in A Christmas Story.
No, so, because, wait, why did I blank? Oh, why did I blank? What was the question?
It was internet history or...
Oh, yeah, because honestly, like, sometimes I search stupid stuff, like, genuinely, like, dumb questions, but, like, I really don't have anything to hide there. Thoughts? Ooh.
I know.
Like, I could never, I don't think anyone could do that. Also, with my OCD, like, my intrusive thought does happen in my head sometimes, like...
Racing thoughts.
That would be so bad. People would be like,
I had intrusive thought earlier, but I can't say it. It's too bad.
You're telling me after this.
I will.
Okay, good.
You're going to be like, Declan!
I get them all the time.
It's because of materials I had in front of me.
Because the materials I was given in front of me.
Okay. Wait, your turn.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yeah.
Wait, I think I have one last one.
Okay. I have two left. I'll just choose one.
Okay. This is the last one. I think this is a good one for me to end with. Would you rather go back to age 5 with everything you know now, or know now everything your future self will learn?
I would say go back to 5 and everything I know.
Why?
Wait, but it's like, did I live 24 years and then I'm 5 years old again?
No, it's like
I have all the knowledge. Like, I have all the memories and everything.
Well, basically,
that might be frustrating.
Basically, yeah, because you're 5 and you now know, like, you have all the knowledge that you have now. So, like, you have your knowledge as a 5-year-old.
But do I have, like, my 4 years at heart, all the experiences and everything?
I feel like it's not memories, it's knowledge.
Yeah, I think that I would think that.
Me too. Because you know why?
I would be bare.
Because you know why? You don't know, I'd be like that girl on Ellen that was like, study the planets. She was like, that is
Uranus. Wait, remember the kid? I'm just kidding.
A grocery store manager. I love a kid on
Ellen. I think
Ellen.
We talked about that on the first episode or something.
Yeah. You know why though? Because with your future self, learning everything that your future self will learn, it's like that defeats the purpose of like going through life and like learning the lessons. Ooh, I just got deep there. Come on.
Yeah, that's true.
But that's the whole point. Like, life experiences teach you lessons. And if you know everything, then, like, you're not experiencing anything. Snap it off.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know. It's hard.
Because at, like, 5 years old, just knowing stuff, like, I guess that will help you. Because then growing, like, it makes it a tad easier. I guess it kind of goes the same way that, like, you know the lessons. That, because it's the same question.
Well, then I feel like life would be like, if I know everything that happens.
I feel like that question, I didn't take it as, like, your memories. You don't know everything that happens, like, in your life. It's just the knowledge.
I know, it's like, did I live 24 years and then I wake up one day and I'm 5 years old in preschool?
No, it's not that. It's not...
What's that? What's 5 years old? Kindergarten, first grade?
It's not...
Who knows?
It's not, like, when I was, like, 20, I went to this. It's not that. I feel like it's the lessons you've learned. So it's more about, like, at 5 years old, like, knowing the lessons you've learned. Like, I don't even know. Repeat yourself.
I understand what you mean.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Okay, good. Quite the color job you got over there, Doug.
Yeah, I was coloring, and then I was thinking that I was on my Facebook Reels coloring. Okay, wait, last one.
Oh my gosh.
Would you rather never use social media again or never watch another movie again?
Never use social media again.
Really? I was going to say... Oh yeah, I was going to say that too.
Yeah, that's so easy. Do another one.
Would you rather... Oh, this one's easy too, though. Would you rather have 1 million now or 5,000 a week for the rest of your life?
5,000 a week.
Yeah, because then you save it and add
How I wish I had 5,000 a week.
I know.
Oh, wow. It's hard out here, guys.
It is.
Yeah, no, because social media, because that, I mean, that's easy. Like, yes, like, even though however much... I know it's obviously...
People do live
in those social media. It's not good for you, obviously.
And I will this summer. We'll see.
But it's like, even though I know it's not good for you, like, and even though the amount of times I could say, like, I want to delete it, like, I am on that all the time. Like, there is I do have a form of addiction towards it, as I feel like everyone does.
I turn off notifications.
Good.
I don't have Instagram notifications on.
Well, I never have had Instagram notifications on. That's never been a thing.
Oh, well, how high and mighty are we?
No, it's not that. It's like,
I got my watch, I had to turn off everything.
It's not about the notifications. That's not what makes it addicting. I think it's just, like, everyone is addicted to, like, again, like, remember when TikTok got banned for, like, the 5 seconds? And, like, everyone was, like, opening their phone, clicking on it.
It was
like
banned, and me and Colin didn't know what to do. We went to the fridge.
Well, as, like, a natural... like, that's, like, an example right there. Like, that is literally a living example.
Like, now what? We'll eat.
So, like, the fact is, like... I don't know. It's like, no matter how much, like, we are addicted, I'd give it up because I need to watch a movie. Are you kidding? Need to watch my movies, like, with popcorn. Yum. And in the end, at the end of it all, I'm yawning.
What?
I know. At the end of it all, the yawn effect. Have you ever heard the yawn effect when someone else yawns? Like, you started yawning.
Of course.
I just thought of that. No. So at the end of it all, though, it's like, giving up social media is good for you. Giving up movies, like, that doesn't do anything. That's and with true. That being said,
you know the popcorn seasoning? You ever done that?
Yeah, I remember I sent a picture. I got the buffalo
bun. Oh, yeah. I don't think I would like spicy popcorn. Mm. They've always intrigued me. And then I was also thinking, have you heard of the butterfly effect?
Yes, but
I don't really know why it's called that, but it's like something like just a little thing you do like randomly or something that changes the rest of your life.
Yeah, I have, yeah. Like, and like, I touched this wall there.
Oh, okay, well, not that. Like, I saw a girl on TikTok and she was like, had she not stayed out a few more hours, like, in whatever city she was in, she wouldn't have met her future husband. And then I was just thinking mine, had Tracy Moore not come out of the heart auditions at Unified and say, and call all these names and no one was there, and then be like, anyone else? Or be like, anybody? And I was like, I'm here, can I walk in? If I hadn't been so brave and said that, I wouldn't be here. We wouldn't know each other.
True.
Like, you may not even exist.
Okay, well, I would exist.
Maybe not, because you know that, too.
Like, yeah, but that you not walking into an audition room would not,
but like, in my world, make me you may cease not even
to exist.
But like, you may not even exist
in your world. I don't really think I have one. No, I have to. I just, well, honestly, if COVID never happened, I would have never started running.
Oh, and now Hannah's gonna run the Brooklyn Half Marathon.
True, next weekend.
April 27th.
But that's like a bigger one, you know? Like, a lot of people have COVID ones. I'm trying to think of like something else.
Yeah, that's my butterfly effect. I don't really know what. Someone was like, I have no idea why it's called butterfly. Oh my God, I saw a video of a butterfly. Like,
because butterflies are a symbol of good luck.
And butterflies are a symbol of my papa. Aww, we see one, yeah, like, true. Oh my God, papa. I saw a video of a butterfly, like, one getting like released. Like, someone grew it. Like, you know, like,
oh yeah,
and they were on like the 10th floor of a building, like on their balcony.
Oh my God.
And it was flying out and a bird ate it, and they're like, oh my God.
Every time I think of butterflies, I only think of the SpongeBob episode.
Oh my God,
terrifying episode.
Wait, but I have a butterfly story.
Tell.
In like fifth grade or something, the kindergartners at my school, like, had just grown butterflies, and they were releasing them.
We did that.
And my friend,
I think I know what this is.
He, like, saw one and went clap and, like, smashed it, and the kindergartners saw.
That, like, to me, like, no! To me, though, like, think about that. Because, like, bugs in general, like, little bugs, yeah, I'm like, if it's ladybug, no. But, like, a fly, like, boom. But think about it. Like, I've never seen a butterfly be killed. It was just the white butterflies,
though. You know the white ones?
Like, moths?
I hate moths.
They make me mad.
The moth?
I get violent with moths. I'm like, boom!
You know a lunar moth?
Yes, you show me those fairies.
Yeah! The ones I see in Maine.
Oh my goodness. You're like, it's a fairy!
Literally, I was like... oh my God. What was I gonna say?
We keep losing our train of thought,
yeah,
today.
Yeah, but it's okay.
Butterfly,
fly away. Not in my hell I am.
Okay.
Well,
that was our episode.
That was good.
We went on a lot of tangents.
But that's what it's for. It's fun.
That's what we do here.
It's fun.
We'll be back next week with a bigger and better episode. Again, if you want to see us hear us talk about anything, L-U-K, let us know.
LYK. Or
let's let you know. Ooh. Oh, let us. I thought. Let us know.
I thought you were saying.
We'd love to.
Let us know. LMK. Let me know.
Because we'd like to. We'd love to. I don't know.
Luck.
We'd love to, like, I don't know, do a topic that people want to hear about.
Yeah. We should do, like, a Q&A. A Q and Slay.
Yeah, with, yeah, maybe.
Q and Slay. I forget who that is. I want to say Tyler Oakley.
Well, before we go on another tangent, we'll see you next Thursday. And remember to follow us on all socials and platforms. You know it. Two Peas in a Podcast__.
And if you can't love somebody else, how the hell are you going to love yourself? Can I get an amen up in here?
Amen!
Now play the music.
Cover girl. Put the
I am American, American, red, white, and blue.